您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
I'm Chinting. We talked about wearing braces in the last 2 weeks.
Today we'll say something about fire prevention.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线教育频道的实用英语课堂节目，我是沈听，
我是安娜。上两周呢，我们结束了戴牙套这个话题，
今天我们就来说说如何防火。 Part 1 The Pyromaniac
纵火狂。
Dialogue 1 Want to help me build a matchstick house?
Where did you learn how to do that?
Some friends at school taught me
It's amazing what your kids are learning in school these days.
It's really fun, and it will look really cool when I set it on fire.
Are you crazy? It could burn the house down.
Don't worry, I wouldn't burn it inside.
中 Tina 下班回到家，发现儿子 Tom 在玩火柴，还想让他帮忙一起搭一个火柴棒屋。 Match 表示火柴，而 Matchstick 则是指火柴杆、火柴棍。
Tina 觉得很奇怪， Tom 这是从哪里学来的呢？原来是 Tom 在学校的一些朋友教他的。现在小孩子在学校学的东西还真叫人惊讶呢，竟然学怎么玩火柴。
没错，Tom 告诉 Tina 搭火柴房子很好玩，特别是搭好后放火烧掉的时候看起来非常酷。那么 set something on fire 就表示点火、放火、纵火。比如说 he sets the whole apartment on fire， 他把整个屋子都点着了。
Tina 吓坏了，难道儿子疯了吗？这样会把整个房子都给烧着的。 burn down 表示烧毁、稍微平地的意思。 Tom 说不要害怕，他不会在屋子里烧的，男孩子就是比较胆大。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话吧。 Want to help me build a matchstick house?
Where did you learn how to do that?
Some friends at school taught me.
It's amazing what your kids are learning in school these days.
It's really fun, and it will look really cool when I set it on fire.
Are you crazy? It could burn the house down.
Don't worry, I wouldn't burn it inside.Dialogue 2.
Did you soak the match tips in water first?
No. Why would I want to do that?
They could catch on fire if you don't soak them.
I'm not going to strike them or anything.
But still, you could probably set them off if you weren't careful. Better safe than sorry.
So when are we going to set off all our old firecrackers?
When there's not a drought. We might get arrested if we did it now.
Tina 问 Tom 有没有先把火柴棍的头放在水里浸一下。 Tom 不明白为什么要这样做。 Tina 解释说，如果不把火柴头弄湿，就很可能会着火的。 Catch on fire 表示着火、起火。 比如说 How did the newspaper catch on fire? 报纸怎么着起火来了呢？
Tom 觉得根本没有必要这么做，因为他又不会把火柴划着。 Strike a match 表示划火柴，那么虽然是这样呢，也许一不小心就会点燃火柴，还是有备无患的好。 Tina 说 But still, you could probably set them off if you weren't careful. But still 表示就算是这样。
当你想要说服对方的时候呢，先说 but still， 认同对方的观点，然后再陈述自己的观点来说服对方。我们要来用一个对话来做例子。 Louis only wants to go to Italy.
I know, but still, maybe I could change his mind.
Louis 一心只想去意大利，我知道，就算是这样，也许我会让他改变心意。
Tina 还说了一句 better safe than sorry， 有备无患。 better safe than sorry 这句话呢，字面上来看是小心总比后悔好的意思，可以用来劝告对方及早准备，未雨绸缪，有备无患，就不会有遗憾的事情发生。
我们还是用一个对话来做例子。
Should I bring along the address? Better safe than sorry.
我应该带上地址吗？有备无患。这时 Tom 又拿出了一串鞭炮，问他们什么时候去放鞭炮呢？
Set off firecrackers 就表示放鞭炮。
Tina 说只能在没有干旱的时候，如果现在放的话，警察就会逮捕他们，可能现在正是干旱的季节吧，所以 Tina 才会这么说。 Tom 真是一刻也闲不下来。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。 Did you soak the match tips in water first?
No. Why would I want to do that?
They could catch on fire if you don't soak them.
I'm not going to strike them or anything.
But still, you could probably set them off if you weren't careful. Better safe than sorry.
So when are we going to set off all our old firecrackers?
When there's not a drought. We might get arrested if we did it now.
Dialogue 3. We could go set them off on the beach. No one would mind.
But they could fly the wrong way and start a big blaze.
I guess so. But we could just call the fire department then.
Wouldn't it be better now to start a fire in the first place?
But a fire would be fun to watch.
My son, the pyromaniac. Just remember to be careful, okay? I have to go fix dinner now.
Don't worry about me, Mom.
Tom 说他们可以在海滩上放鞭炮，没有人会介意的，也不会有人发现，就不会逮到他们了。 Tina 害怕这些鞭炮会飞错方向，引起一场大火灾。 Start a big blaze. Blaze 表示火焰、火灾。
Tom 说这也可能，不过呢，到时候如果真的发生火灾的话，他们再打电话叫消防队不就行了。
Fire department 表示消防队、消防部门。这可让 Tina 哭笑不得，火灾可不是闹着玩的，一开始就别引起火灾不是更好吗？
In the first place 表示在一开始的时候就怎么怎么样，可以用来强调，告诉对方应该在最开始的时候就完成或者是注意到某件事情。比如说 The food here is terrible. Don't tell me, I didn't want to come here in the first place. 这里的东西难吃死了，别跟我说我一开始就不想来这里的。
可是 Tom 觉得看火很好玩，气得 Tina 叫他纵火狂，也就是 pyromaniac， 是纵火狂的意思。Tina 得开始做晚饭了，让 Tom 玩得小心一点。 Tom 也让 Tina 不要担心他，可是他这样怎能不让人担心呢？不知道以后还会发生什么状况呢。
没错，我们还要接着往下看，现在先来听一遍刚才的对话。
We could go set them off on the beach. No one would mind.
But they could fly the wrong way and start a big blaze.
I guess so. But we could just call the fire department then.
Wouldn't it be better now to start a fire in the first place?
But a fire would be fun to watch.
My son, the pyromaniac. Just remember to be careful, okay? I have to go fix dinner now.
Don't worry about me, Mom. Everybody's looking for that something. One thing that makes it all complete. You find it in.
现在我们来听一首歌休息一下，来自 Westlife Flying Without Wings。
Some find it in the face of their children. Some find it in the lover's eyes. Who can deny the joy it brings when you found that special thing? You're flying without wings. Some find you sharing every moment. Come in the stars every night. You find it in the words of others. The blind can make you laugh or cry. You find it in the deepest friendship. Can you cherish all your life? You know how much that means. You found that special thing. You're flying without wings. So impossible to say next thing. You've got to fight for every dream. I do to know which one you let go. What have made you complete? Well, for me it's waking up inside you. To watch the sunrise on your face.
You have been listening to CRI Online Special English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。OK, welcome back. 欢迎回来。你现在收听到的是国际在线教育频道实用英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天我们的话题是如何防火。
刚才呢给大家听了几段对话，现在我们来接着往下看。
Part 2, The Fire Extinguisher.
灭火器。
Dialogue 1.
Daddy, where's our fire extinguisher?
Oh, I lent it to the neighbor last week.
You mean we don't have one around the house?
I'm going to go buy a new one any day now.
You mean we don't have one right now?
No, not right now. Why are you asking about this anyway?
We've been setting fire safety at school. My teacher would give you detention if she found out.
I guess it's a good thing I'm not in school anymore.
中 Lisa 问 Jack 家里有没有灭火器，灭火器的说法就是 fire extinguisher。 Jack 上周把灭火器借给了邻居了， Lisa 说那就是说家里现在没有灭火器了。
这可把 Jack 给问住了。 他只好说很快就会去买一个新的。I'm going to go buy a new one any day now. Any day now 表示随时。字面的意思看呢是从现在开始的任何一天。
嗯，实际上呢是用委婉的方式表达，不是今天，不是现在，而是之后的任何一天都有可能，当然也可能暗指没有这一天。比如说 I should hear something back from the company any day now. Well, good luck. 公司应该随时会给我回音。嗯，祝你好运。
Jack 不明白为什么 Lisa 不停地追问灭火器的事情。 Lisa 说他们在学校一直在学习防火安全的知识，如果他们老师发现家里没有灭火器的话，他就会罚 Jack 留校查看，不让他回家。 Detention 表示放学后不准回家，留校查看。比如说 He was given 2 hours detention yesterday. 他昨天被罚留校2小时。
Detention 还可以表示滞留、拘留。 Jack 曾庆幸自己已经不在学校念书了，老师就管不着他了。好，这边对话先说到这里，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Daddy, where's our fire extinguisher?
Oh, I lent it to the neighbor last week.
You mean we don't have one around the house?
I'm going to go buy a new one any day now.
You mean we don't have one right now?
No, not right now. Why are you asking about this anyway?
We've been studying fire safety at school. My teacher would give you detention if she found out.
I guess it's a good thing I'm not in school anymore. Dialogue 2.
This is serious, Daddy. We could all die.
So what exactly did your teacher say about fire safety?
We should have smoke detectors and sprinklers in every room. Fire extinguishers too.
Aren't you getting a little carried away?
You don't care if we all die in a big scary fire?
Of course I do.I just think you're worrying a little bit too much.
I'm going to tell my teacher on you.
Lisa 让爸爸严肃一点。火灾的事情可不是拿来开玩笑的，处理不好的话，他们都有可能在火灾中丧生的。 Jack 觉得很好奇，到底学校的老师说什么了呢？他们到底该怎么做呢？
Lisa 说他们应该在每个房间都安装烟雾探测器和洒水器，就是 smoke detector 和 sprinkler。 Jack 觉得 Lisa 是不是有点走火入魔了。 carry away 这个词组呢表示深受影响，失去理智。
嗯，我们来举个例子，比如说He always gets carried away when watching basketball on TV. 他一看电视中的篮球比赛就兴奋不已。
Lisa 觉得认真一点没有什么不好啊，难道 Jack 不怕全家人在可怕的大火中丧生吗？ Jack 当然会很小心，他只是觉得 Lisa 有点担心过度了。
Lisa 觉得 Jack 还是那么的心不在焉，就威胁他说要去跟老师告状。 Tell somebody on somebody else 就表示跟某人告别人的状，揭发某人。比如说Peter caught his brother smoking and told mom on him. Peter 发现他哥哥吸烟，就告诉了妈妈。
嗯，那么 Jack 会不会听 Lisa 的劝告呢？我们还要接着往下看，现在还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
This is serious, Daddy. We could all die.
So what exactly did your teacher say about fire safety?
We should have smoke detectors and sprinklers in every room. Fire extinguishers too.
Aren't you getting a little carried away?
You don't care if we all die in a big scary fire?
Of course I do. I just think you're worrying a little bit too much.
I'm going to tell my teacher on you.
节目的最后，我们一起来听来自 Sheena Easton Almost Over You。
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we'll go on with the fire prevention topic. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们说了有关防火的一些问题，下周呢，我们还要继续防火这个话题。如果大家有任何意见或者是建议呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下期节目再会。
拜拜。